When I was a kid, family vacations easily became my favorite part of the summer. I could escape the small town life and head into a city, or throw my worries away sipping a Capri Sun by the beach. Our family vacations weren't always so stress-free, though. One beach trip in particular comes to mind. This is the story of the time that my family stayed in a motel that became loosely involved in a police chase. During July of 2005, Virginia Beach had just popped back up on my parents' radar as a fun family destination. They booked us a room in a motel, and we were off on the 7-hour journey. It wasn't my first long car ride, but it was the first that I remembered. I spent most of it sprawled across the back bench of my mother's tan Toyota van with coloring books and my American Girl doll. The journey was tedious, but my excitement grew when we passed through the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. Although my fear of driving through a tunnel under the sea was high, the experience lifted my expectations for the trip to a new height. We didn't have any underwater tunnels in Wheeling, West Virginia, to say the least. As we drove into Virginia Beach, my parents argued over directions. A while later, once they finally seemed to agree, they told my sisters and me about where we'd be staying at. The Thunderbird Motel. A motel that was built in 1959, coincidentally, the same year my dad was born. I have no idea how my parents came across this motel, but looking back, I'm sure they have to regret it. As we pulled up to our home away from home for the week, my mom wrinkled her nose. "Are you sure this is it?" she asked my father, skeptically. He reassured her that it had to be, given the fact that the name was written in chipped, red, blocky letters across the front of the building. It was an interesting building. A very low high-rise of brick and mortar that stuck out like a sore thumb among a row of shiny new hotels. The fact that it was torn down the next summer should be a huge clue about its condition. All of us were too tired to care or question anymore, so we shuffled inside of the Thunderbird with our luggage. I don't remember much about the interior besides the fact that it felt like entering a different time period, but I do remember the experience we had about an hour in. As we were unpacking, our door rattled and an unfamiliar man poked his head in. As it turns out, our room had been double booked. We were asked to move. This experience and the unkempt state of both rooms should have been clues to get far away from this building. But we stayed. We made the most of our time at the beach. Our days were spent on the water, so things turned out okay for the most part. On our last full day in Virginia, my dad decided to take my older sisters to Busch Gardens Amusement Park in Williamsburg. Since it was a bit of a drive, and I've always been deathly afraid of roller coasters, my mom opted for the two of us to stay behind. We played on the beach and ended the day with a fancy dinner of boardwalk pizza and ice cream. I was thrilled. The sun was sinking below the horizon as we walked back to the motel, so my mom decided to pull out her pink Razor cell phone and give my dad a call. My dad didn't pick up the phone, though, which worried us. The next thing we know, the sound of police sirens began to echo into the night around us. My mom gripped my hand tightly as multiple squad cars flew past us down the street. We shared an uneasy look. My mom began to briskly power walk down the sidewalk, pulling me in tow. She called my dad again. No response. She said nothing, but her silence spoke volumes. She was frightened. We made it to the motel a few anxiety-inducing minutes later. Before us, the parking lot was lit up with the lights of at least 5 police cruisers. Parked further back in one of the guest slots was our Toyota. My mom and I ran up to the entrance, but were stopped by a barricade and 2 officers. "You can't go in there right now, ma'am," one of them told my mother gruffly. She hurriedly explained that the rest of our family members were inside. The officer apologized, but said that there was an active situation. He couldn't give us more information, but hinted at firearms and an unfolding on-foot police chase. We would just have to wait. It took about an hour for guests to be allowed back into the lobby of the building. As my mom and I entered, we saw my dad and sisters sitting on a bench near the front desk. We rushed over, and everyone embraced. I was a bit too young to fully understand everything, but I know I felt majorly relieved to see my dad and sisters safe. My dad started to give us the breakdown of the series of unfortunate events that had been witnessed. When my dad and sisters had returned from Busch Gardens, they had retired to our room. A few minutes later, they heard someone shouting. It sounded like it was coming from the room below ours. My dad shrugged it off, but then, suddenly, a loud bang. My middle sister jumped off the bed in surprise. My dad recognized what this sound was and froze. It was the sound of gunfire. And it was close. There wasn't much time to react, but my dad yelled for my sisters to hit the ground. They obeyed, terrified, and he joined them. They waited in silence as more shouting ensued and a crash was heard from below outside of our beachfront window. No one spoke or moved a muscle until a knock was heard at the door. My dad crept towards the entrance, heart in his chest. He peered through the peephole, only to be filled with relief to see a pair of police officers. They asked if everyone was all right before escorting my dad and sisters down to the lobby. The front desk workers and officers explained the situation to my dad as he waited for my mom and me to return. Apparently, in the room just below ours, the guest who had checked in was a suspect wanted for a string of armed robberies in the area. And obviously, she was none too happy to be greeted by police. She took a shot with her gun, missed, and then jumped out of the second-story window. She rolled off of an awning onto the boardwalk and took off sprinting. The suspect was later caught and apprehended, and no one was harmed. My family and other guests were offered a refund. We hightailed it out of there earlier than planned the next morning. And the next time we returned, the Thunderbird ceased to exist. This story is one that my family recounts often. Sometimes little details change, but one thing we can all agree on is that the experience brought us closer. For one thing, I think it helped to make us more wary about where we stay on vacation. It also brought the realization that something like this could happen to anyone, at any moment. It's important to be safe and let your family know you love them, because things often go wrong. Thank you for listening to the story of what my family calls the Thunderbird Crash of 2005.